Masechet Tamid Perek Gimel Mishnah Het. This Mishnah is going to talk about all the different sounds that were heard very far away, even in the town of Yericho. Yericho was about 10 parsaot away from Yerushalayim, which is, in our terms, around 23 miles. We're going to say all of these sounds were heard even in this far place off of Yericho, but not up to 23 miles. What we mean here is that there was no mountains in the direction from Yerushalayim all the way to Yericho. It was smooth from that point on. So the sound of Yerushalayim, a remnant of it, some form of that sound could be heard even far away in Yericho from Yerushalayim. Mishnah says, "Miyericho hayu shomin kol shar hagadol sheniftach." In the city of Yericho, they would hear the sound of the great gate and of the hechal being opened, as we discussed in the last Mishnah. "Miyericho hayu shomin." Kol ha-magrefa, in Yericho, they would hear the sound of the magrefa, which was a musical instrument played by the Leviim that had the ability to produce 100 notes at a time. Mi Yericho, hayu shomin kol ha-etz sha'asa ben katin muchni la-kiyor. In Yericho, they would hear the sound of the wood machine that was the ben katin made as a wheel in order to lift up the kiyor from the water pit every single day. They would, as we discussed earlier on in the Masechet, they would lower the kiyor every single day in order to make sure that the waters were pure and they wouldn't have to get rid of them every single day. Miyericho hayu shomin kol gebineh karuz. From Yericho, they would hear the sound of gebineh, who was the announcer every morning to wake up the Kohanim in the Bet HaMikdash. He would awaken the Kohanim and they would have the ability in Yericho all the way that far away to hear his voice. Miyericho hayu shom'in kol halil. In Yericho, they would hear the sound of the flute, another loud instrument that they would use, the Leviim, during the Avodah. Miyericho hayu shom'in kol asilsal. In Yericho, they would hear the sound of the cymbals used during the Avodah. Miyericho hayu shom'in kol ashir. In Yericho, they would hear the sound of the song that was sung by the Leviim during the Avodah. Miyericho hayu shom'in kol ashofar. In Yericho, they would hear the sound of the shofar blown on Rosh Hashanah, or on different fast days. Some say that the people of Yericho would even have the ability to hear the Kohen Gadol when he would say the Shem HaMeforash on the day of Yom Kippur. They would smell the fragrance of the Ketoret, the incense that was mixed in the Bet HaMikdash. Amar Bili Ezer Ben Diglai, this rabbi said, Izim hayu lebet abba behar michvar. He said, my father used to have goats in the mountain of Michvar, a place far off from Yerushalayim and the Bet HaMikdash. V'hayu mit'ateshot mireach pitum haketoret. And those goats would sneeze because of the ketoret, because of the smell of the ketoret.